Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Hayes moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Self moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive towards third. Self reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frazier moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to home to get Frazier. Funk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to second for the out. Funk moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive towards the mound. Blaya Holder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Frazier hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaya Holder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Berry and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosselin hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress bunts towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Frazier strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing second base. Jack Rothrock now playing right field. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy strikes out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-3 in the game. Self hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Blaeholder. Blue moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns won, and the White Sox won. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns won, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult. Berry reaches second base with a double. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Frazier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns won, and the White Sox won. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-4 in the game. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Self moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.